Well, thank you for that introduction. And today our guest is Mr. David Wright. He's the Planning and Marketing Manager for the Gary Public Transit Corporation of GPTC. David, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Well, getting right into it, David, there are two areas of activity that GPTC is working on regional transport, the Lakeshore area and the expansion on the Broadway corridor. Can you give our listeners some details on both of these projects?
Okay. Well, the Lakeshore area, that's the area near Hammond, Highland, and Munster. We have had some fluctuations in service the last year or so. As many people may know, we actually cut service out there because of cost issues in 2017. Because of the investment from the Lake County government and the city of Hammond, we're actually going to be bringing a lot of that service back.
Wonderful.
Starting in February. Mm-hmm. The Broadway corridor, we have been planning some service improvements for several years on that corridor, and they're finally going to come into fruition on February 19th as well, where we're going to be upgrading our service between Gary and Crown Point. More routes, more frequency in service, mm-hmm. and better bus stations. So
wonderful.
Both of those expansions launch on February 19th.
And if people want to find out more information on that, where they can find, the routes, the times, things like that, where would they get that from?
Well, the best location actually is our Facebook page, where we have a pretty active page where we've been putting the schedules up. We're going to be putting the schedules up for the Broadway service this week. We launched a shuttle in Merrillville a couple of weeks ago, and that schedule launched there too. Our website is www.gptcbus.com, and actually that's going to be improving probably in the next couple of weeks as well. So all of that information, including our bus schedules, are on gptcbus.com.
You know, a lot of exciting things going on, David, and I know that with GPTC, you've just really been working on a whole boatload of new projects, new activities, mm-hmm. And it's very exciting for our area. So as we talk about the benefits of public transit to those who don't use it, can you kind of describe how it really improves our standard of living in the region?
Well, what we like to focus on are two things. The reduction in cars on the road, mm-hmm. which even if you've never stepped foot on one of our buses, you see that impact. Mm-hmm. There are some locations on Broadway, for instance, where we are reducing automobile travel by 10% on your average day. So fewer cars for you to deal with on the road. And in addition, those fewer cars also means less air pollution.
Absolutely.
And those are two things that, in my opinion, and in a lot of studies, a lot of agencies that are looking to invest in the metropolitan area, they're looking at some of those issues, and that includes the prevalence of public transportation and air quality.
Mm-hmm.
And both of those things are being benefited by transit.
Absolutely. In addition to Gary Public Transit Corporation, are there smaller transit providers in the area?
Yes. As a matter of fact, we are actually, just more specifically, I'm working on redoing our system map.
Okay.
And our system map since 2014 has included the route system for East Chicago Transit.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a lot of sections, locations where we intersect, and we do our route planning together in tandem, so we're not stepping on each other's toes. And when we put out our system maps, we make sure both of those systems are on there. We work well with North Township Dial-A-Ride, mm-hmm. in the Hammond, Highland, Munster, Whiting area. They've got a free Dial-A-Ride service, and we have been working for years on communicating with them so that their riders and our riders are actually able to chain their trips from our two agencies, because they serve areas we don't serve,
sure.
and we serve areas that they don't serve. So we try to make sure that we are able to have that potential to allow someone to transfer from one route to another.
And again, I think you hit the nail on the head, excuse me, with working together. And mm-hmm. I know that mm-hmm. Gary Public Transit, and you in particular, with the different meetings that we've attended, you're like our local spokesperson for local transit agencies. And we always love you're keeping up on all the technologies, some of the things that are going on across the country, and how you can better serve our clientele here, mm-hmm. in Northwest Indiana. So has there been any investments in transit by regional agencies or communities?
Yes, that's something that actually has changed drastically in the past 3 years. The town of Merrillville and the city of Gary have been working with GPTC and the Indiana Department of Transportation and the bus shelters in the Broadway corridor.
Right.
If you've been driving on Broadway in the last couple of weeks and you've seen the construction, the installation of those shelters, and they're almost done, and they should be done in time for the Broadway Metro Express to launch. The town of Merrillville, in fact, when they agreed to fund the bus shelters, asked us if it was possible to fund actual public transportation. So the Merrillville shuttle, which launched a couple of weeks ago, is actually in part funded by the town of Merrillville. And lastly, the not really lastly, because there's no more to, as I mentioned earlier, the city of Hammond and Lake County government, they're investing in the Lakeshore service, which is allowing us to bring service back there. And lastly, the Ivy Tech Community Colleges, they are purchasing naming rights for one of our new routes, which which demonstrates that they see the value in allowing public transportation to benefit all three of their major campus areas.
Wonderful.
In Chicago, Gary, and in Crown Point, Merrillville.
Wonderful. So as we wrap up our program, what's the next step for Gary Transit in Northwest Indiana? You know, are you going to be using any type of alternative technologies in the future?
That's what we're looking into. Mm-hmm. We are actually working with some of the staff of South Shore Clean Cities to try to figure out the best step in that direction, you know, either compressed natural gas or electrified vehicles. We're planning to do a fleet audit to see what would be best. There have been a lot of changes on the electric and solar energy field, so we're looking to see how best to benefit Northwest Indiana when it comes to the cost. But it's definitely a direction we feel we need to go. It's the next plateau.
So as we close out the program, your contact information, website again, David?
Well, my information is planningmanager@gptcbus.com. If anyone has any questions on any of the things that we've talked about today, our website is www.gptcbus.com. Both our Facebook and our Twitter feeds are Gary Transit, and we monitor that constantly, not just for route updates, but, you know, information on our service changes. And there's a lot going on. Again, Lakeshore Service and Broadway Metro Express service is going to be launched on February 19th of this month.
Very exciting, David. We look forward to having you back on the show. And that will do it for today's edition of the Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to David Wright, Planning and Marketing Manager for the Gary Public Transportation Corporation. And Green Fleet Radio airs three times every Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick, and thanks for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy. Thank you.